This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome
skies of blue
to the Paul Parent Gardening Club.
And clouds of white.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. I want to go right into the phone lines. So Nathan, who's up next?
Susan is in Johnston, Rhode Island.
Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Rick, I would like to ask, on my blue hydrangeas, I have noticed this past maybe 2 weeks where the stem, one of the main stems coming out of the ground, where the leaf attaches to that stem, there's a big bud, and they're on so many of these. Is that a bud for next year?
It's the plant's confused.
Oh.
Right. So with the changes in weather and the rain and everything that's gone on, our plants don't completely know everything that's going on. I've noticed with some of my plants, I have a couple endless summer hydrangeas out there. They seem to be blooming better now than they have all year. So I get it. Right? It's one of those things where you're like, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would look at doing, honestly, would be making sure you protect those hydrangeas this winter with like a salt marsh hay, a mulch, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because your plant's already really confused at the season. It's going to need extra for something to kind of just say, like, what's going on?
Okay.
All right. So this is one where my father used to actually say this, and I always used to be like, all right, yeah, well, you don't, you know, I know you know what you're talking about, but but he actually, when things like this would happen on a hydrangea, when there'd be buds like that, he would actually spray them with wilt proof or wilt stop.
Okay.
Just to hold that moisture even more in there. Some extra protection, right? Because that's really the name of the game here, is just making sure it's protected and ready to, be safe going forward.
Okay. So what would you say if we wrapped it, this one is so huge, I don't think we could, but wrapped it in burlap or not?
I mean, I don't... On those, I think it's more important for the root system than it is for the stems.
Okay.
Right, because some of those buds, I mean, if something were to happen to them, depending upon what it is, it's not going to be a big deal. Whereas if something happens to the root system,
oh yeah,
that's the whole plant.
Uh-huh. I see.
And okay. That's what we're trying to protect. So I think that protecting the the root system is number one priority. Number two is if those lower parts, if you wanted to put maybe burlap around the lower part, you could.
Okay.
But I don't think you necessarily need to do the whole plant by any means. This is more for like an evergreen, like a arborvitae or something that is definitely going to get hit by wind, rain, sleet, snow, and the salt from the road, right? So I think you're going to be okay without it.
Okay. The last thing, thank you. The last thing I want you to say is your dad recommended, he loved it, the vanilla strawberry, or is it strawberry vanilla?
Nope, vanilla strawberry.
Oh, and I ordered one. Well, Patrick, I am not exaggerating. It is 10 feet across.
Wow.
And about 5 feet high. It is so beautiful. And I'm so happy that we got that. We just loved your dad.
Yeah, it's a great plant. And he,
beautiful.
You know, he did a lot of research on the hydrangeas. He loved hydrangeas. He had the Pinky Winky version in the front of the house. He almost created like a hedge of it.
Oh,
but
my.
It kind of overtook a little bit. It was a little bit too big, but it was still so cool to see.
It is beautiful. Oh.
Awesome. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yes, and thank you for all you do for us every Sunday.
No problem. I love doing it. I love being able to talk with you guys and try to help out. It gives me a piece, too, to be in touch with my dad every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And thank you for keeping his voice over commercials. We love hearing his voice.
Perfect.
Thank you, Patrick.
Awesome.
Have a nice day.
You too, Susan.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got a few more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Sherry's in Yarmouth.
Sherry, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have two questions for you.
Okay.
The first is about Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
I bought a six pack.
Yep.
And planted them, I would say, beginning of June.
Okay.
They basically did nothing all summer long, and then in September, they started to grow. Now they look like they should have. There are not a single Brussels sprout on them. What was the problem, do you think? And should they have grown during the heat of the summer? Or are they a cold vegetable? Can you explain Brussels sprouts to me?
Yeah, so Brussels sprouts actually will thrive in cooler temperatures, right? As a quick, you know, little story here, I want to say it was probably 6, maybe 7 years ago, we had that really warm December to the point where my father on Christmas Day picked Brussels sprouts and cooked them for dinner.
Wow.
Right? So they do like that colder temperature, right? That being said, you're on Yarmouth on the Cape, right?
Correct, yes.
So you had rain, obviously, but you didn't have as much as maybe the northern part of the state. And you had some times where it was warm. And we did have some times all over the state where it was very warm.
Yeah.
And that slows down a lot of our plants. It slows down their production. They kind of almost go into a dormancy period. Sometimes, you know, Brussels sprouts can be overwintered and used the next season, right? They're normally supposed to be planted just like you did, late May to early July. I think the weather had a major factor in what it's done. Now, you haven't seen any sprouts coming on the sides at all?
When I looked yesterday, there might be a few little, you know, tiny things in the where they develop.
Okay.
But basically, they're bare.
Okay.
So I think what I hear you saying is just let them ride.
A little bit. And the other thing was, is what have you fertilized them with?
I'm not a fertilizer gal. I put down, they're in raised beds, and
okay.
I put down compost on the top
okay.
at the beginning of the season.
Yep.
So that's the best I can do because I'm just not a fertilizer gal. But I figured that, you know, every time it rains, some of the goodness will get down to the roots.
Okay. Well, one of the things with Brussels sprouts, they are heavy feeders. They do want a lot of nutrients to it, right?
Okay.
So there are ways where it would be an organic fertilizer or even just putting something like blood meal into
okay.
the soil. That's high in nitrogen. And so that could help, right?
Okay.
It's because they are heavy feeders, and that's some of the reason why maybe they haven't produced as much as, you've wanted, right?
Well, they've produced nothing.
Yeah, well, yeah, so I think that has something to do with it, because here's the other thing to think about. The amount of rain that we've also had has leached out a lot of those nutrients in the soil, right? So you put all that great compost in there, which is perfect, and if you wanted to, you could actually put compost on the top layer a few times in a season if that works for you. So I have to hit a break. I want you to hang tight. On the other side, we'll go over this a little bit more, and we'll answer the other question. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Sherry in regards to some Brussels sprouts. Just wanted to continue that conversation. So definitely, you know, I was saying right at the end, you put some compost in the raised bed prior to planting. What might be good is to use that compost a few times during the season, especially with a rainy season like this, because it does leach out eventually some of this because of the amount of rain and the heavy rain, right? It doesn't just sit there. It can be kind of pushed out. So that could also be a cause of what's going on. But you could try and overwinter these Brussels sprouts, honestly. Just kind of let them do their thing. Just protect the root system best you can. It might be worth a shot.
When you say overwinter, do you mean put them in a cold frame?
No, just honestly, people will just protect the root system, putting salt marsh hay, straw, leaves, okay. Whichever.
Okay.
You know, they. I would want you to do it anyways, to protect it, just in case they start to produce some of the Brussels sprouts on the stems and work their way up. Because, again, you can harvest these up until, I mean, I've seen it Christmas, but it could be later depending upon the season.
Okay. So I will, thank you so much for that. I will leave them in the garden, mulch them, but should I also put some fertilizer? Would that help as well, maybe?
I wouldn't push it at this point. It would have been better earlier in the year, you know, a couple weeks into, you know, you could even use like a fish emulsion, like a Neptune's Harvest, right?
Okay.
But I would have done it earlier in the season and then again, probably mid-September.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'll write that down. So I have another question if you have time, Patrick.
Yeah.
I am going to put up my I put it up and take it down every year, my cold frame.
Okay.
Are there any vegetables that I can plant now that would do well in a cold frame?
I mean, you might be able to do some lettuces, right? Any of the lettuces, you could do some radishes. You know, the cold weather type loving, because that's going to just kind of keep the temperatures regulated with that cold frame. It's not heated, obviously, so it can do some things. But, like, you know, any of the lettuces are definitely easy. I'm trying to think.
How about spinach or chard?
Yeah, that's where I was going here, because you could also do, like, kohlrabi, spinach, Swiss chard. Any of the chard would be fine. You know, those would be okay to do.
And your best guess, I would be able to harvest chard?
You should be able to.
Oh.
Especially with the cold frame over it. Because is it a plastic cover, or is it...
It's all greenhouse
material. Okay, so that's going to keep the temperatures warm, warmed up. And I also, you know, being on the Cape, you're in a different zone than I am, and you get a little bit warmer later, so you might be able to do it. It is getting a little bit late, but you might be able to push it through.
I'm going to try. It'll just be fun to try.
Oh, definitely. And then, you know, kind of see where it's at the end of the season, like see where it gets to if it doesn't get to harvest. And then you can kind of look at it and say, well, maybe I missed it by like 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then start it a little bit earlier next year, right?
Okay. Yes. So carrots, no, not even the little tiny carrots.
You could try carrots, honestly. They do like the cold weather. You know, anything that... Like that, because carrots are like a 35 to 40, maybe it's like 45 to 50 day until they completely germinate, till production happens. So I think that, you know, is one. I know radishes take like 25 to 30 days, so I would say those are a definite. All the you know, spinach, those types are definitely, because they stay low, and they're usually like a 25 to 40 day, production. So, I think you'd be okay with those.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Patrick.
All right, Sherry. You have a great rest of your day.
And you too, Patrick. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. The Israeli military continues to pound targets and take out Hamas terrorists in Gaza. This as negotiations to release the 229 Israeli hostages continues. More now on the war from USA's Skip Kelly.
Israeli military aircrafts attacked about 150 underground targets in the northern Gaza Strip over Friday night into Saturday amid the ongoing war against Hamas terrorists.
To politics now, former Vice President Mike Pence dropping out of the race for president.
I have decided to suspend my campaign for president.
In other news, Matthew Perry, who starred in the TV show Friends, has died at the age of 54. Police in Los Angeles say he drowned in the jacuzzi at his house following a two-hour game of pickleball. Detectives say no drugs were found at the scene. Other actors from that hit show say they are in a state of shock and are paying tribute to him on social media. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. A few calls online, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's next?
Richard's in Canton.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a pretty straightforward question for you this morning.
Sure.
I have a 40-year oak tree on my front yard, and as oak trees have a habit of limbs dying and creating a potential hazard for people walking under them, that's exactly what's going on with this tree. So I need to remove that limb. In addition, there is one other limb on the tree. The tree is perfectly healthy. It's in a lawn, so it thrives off the fertilizer that's put down on the lawn, and it's watered, so it's very healthy. There is a second branch that I want to remove, and that branch is about 10 to 12 inches in diameter. My question is this a good time to make those cuts, or should I be waiting later into the winter months to do it?
You could do it today if you wanted to, honestly.
All right. Okay.
It's I see no problem doing it. Have the leaves started to drop? I mean, I know oaks tend to hold on to some leaves, but I'm sure they've started to drop a little bit.
Oh yeah, no, there is right now about a 50% drop.
Yeah.
In the canopy. I mean, there's still quite a few leaves on it, but it's about 50% drop. And typically, what happens in my yard is that I'll get a constant dropping of leaves at this time for the next 2 weeks. And then just before the week of Thanksgiving, what's left will come down.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the trees will really have been cleared out. So,
yeah,
so
I think
it's in the process of...
Yeah, I think you're okay to bring it to. I think you're okay to cut it back today. without a problem. Get it done while it's still, like, you know, not freezing cold. It's supposed to rain a little bit later, but, you know, earlier today the better. But you could do it today. You could do it next week. You could do it the week after. I think you'd be fine, especially with those. I think the later on, especially the one that has some issues to it, the longer you wait, the more damage it could cause if it were to break off or something along those lines happen. So I would definitely do it sooner rather than later.
All right. That's all I have for today. Thank you very much.
Awesome, Richard. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike's in New Bedford.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard on your program last week that you had told somebody about winter survival, that if they were going to plant overseed, plant new grass next spring, not to use starter fertilizer. I plan on putting my second drop of the winter survival, you know, this week, and I got to overseed next spring.
Yeah.
Why would you not want to use starter fertilizer in the springtime, the June area?
You would definitely want to use it in the spring. I think what I was discussing was, I wouldn't want you to put starter fertilizer down now if you were putting grass seed down.
You mean winter survival?
No, I wouldn't. So I remember last week I was talking with somebody who was talking about putting grass seed down at this point, but they had already put a winterizer down.
Yeah.
And I didn't want them to put another application, like a starter fertilizer, down because it's going to push too much nitrogen and too much phosphorus if you just recently put the winterizer down. So the numbers would be too high, and what it would do is it could actually end up being more detrimental for your lawn because you're trying to push new growth, push everything. Whereas right now, I'd rather you put down a winterizer fertilizer than a starter fertilizer if you're going to put seed down, because it's not only going to help what's there, it's going to help the new seed down. I am 100% behind using a starter fertilizer in the spring as like your step one, step two, depending upon how you're doing it, all the time. It's definitely worth it because it's only going to help the root system develop long-term for you. So that's definitely what it is for me.
Okay, sounds good. The other thing is I have a lot of clover in the yard, primarily because of shade and whatnot. Clover doesn't like nitrogen, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so what I'm curious about is what I plan on doing is, when I overseed next year, because I have a lot of shade where this clover is, I was thinking of using Shady Nook as a seed because the Shady Nook thrives in the shade as well as will probably choke out the clover. You think that'll work?
I do. The other thing is take a look at your pH levels if possible.
They're where they're supposed to be.
Okay, good. Because the clover tends to, it doesn't care what's there, but it because it'll grow in a not so great soil as well. But it does make its own nitrogen levels by the from the plant, whichever. And so what ends up happening is if you use nitrogen to fertilize the area, it basically almost burns the clover, so the clover goes away.
Okay,
right? So without having to use like a weed killer, it's one way to get rid of some of the clover that has been so prominent there.
Okay, so that which leads me to my next question about Weed Beater Ultra.
Yep.
Should I hit that now and then in the spring again? Or because I don't want brown spots during the course of the winter, so would I be better off just waiting to do the Weed Beater Plus in the spring? Or do you think I won't end up with a lot of brown spots now if I do it?
Well, so, I mean, if you use it now, it's going to kill some of those weeds as it is. Because it does thrive down to temperatures of 45 degrees or lower, right? So it should be, you know, it should be fine to do at this time frame. But the fact
I have a lot of brown spots?
Well, that's where the problem's going to happen, right? If you were to have done that maybe like a month ago, maybe a little bit more, you could have been okay. Because it's going to kill it back, right? It's going to, it's going to kill it, and leaving the new grass is not going to be able to come through that area, because anyway, even if you put seed down, it would kill that. Because it's, you know, you shouldn't be seeding for 14 days afterwards anyways. So, killing it now is only going to leave brown spots.
I think I'll wait till the springtime so I don't have brown spots during the course of the winter.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would.
Yeah. In regards to new plantings, I know you've talked about water them at least twice a week up until the first frost. Does that also hold true with established plants, too, that have been in there, you know, prior years?
Yeah, I mean, the best you can, right? You'll notice that, you know, on a season where we don't have a lot of rain or in a season that there might be a little bit of a drought, watering them to the end of the day is going to the end of the season is only going to help them going forward, right?
Okay.
Because their roots are still alive. Obviously, they're alive throughout their whole process, but they kind of go dormant during the winter months. But the fact
now,
of the matter is, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to know about the established plants too, because I can hear what you're saying about you should do that, and it does make sense because, like you say, they can dry out during the course of the winter.
Yeah, and the winds are the other factor in this. The wind
it
will
sucks
can
it out,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You talked about hydrangeas earlier with another person on the phone. You know, I got a hydrangea that's established 3 years now, 2 years, no blooms. When's the best time to cut? And by the way, I fertilized it to make it bloom. What's the best time to cut that hydrangea so that I can hopefully get blooms at some point? Because it's like an endless summer, supposed to bloom all the time.
Okay, so it is an endless summer. So here's the thing with that. So I've pruned the endless summer in the fall, and I've pruned in the spring. I pruned during the summer. I find that the fall, that next year, nothing really comes of it. You don't really see any flowers or anything. The spring is probably the best to shape it out because it has all season to go where it needs to go growth-wise. I found that that's the best. I would also look at when you fertilize, early spring, use the superphosphate, right? Because that superphosphate early in the season could push it. I just the pruning aspect, you know, it might make sense not to even prune it this next year, right? Because you've had 2 years where it hasn't done anything. If you prune it, it might break down and not be everything that you're hoping for. So
now, are you referring to the springtime also?
Yeah, I'm thinking about just don't even, right?
Oh, don't even touch it.
Yeah, because sometimes with an endless summer, not even touching it and just fertilizing it, it can get really decent. I had a couple of them outside of my house, my old house, and I did not do anything to them. I didn't prune them at all, other than prune out the dead stems when it came time, like end of May, beginning of June. That's all I did to them, and they bloomed throughout because I just found that I want them to get a bit bigger. And the more I prune them back, they're not going to get to that size that I want them. So I didn't do much of it.
I ran into the same problem you're describing. So I think I'm going to take your advice and just let it go and just fertilize it. And by the way, fertilization, early spring, how about any other time?
So you would use a 10-10-10 on a hydrangea multiple times during the season, like six-week intervals. You could use the Hollytone on it, or you could use the 10-10-10. I see no problem with either. I think the 10-10-10 has more to it, right? For and obviously, because a Hollytone, I think, is like a 3-4-3 or a 4-3-4.
Okay. So it would give it more juice.
Yeah, there's a little bit more to it. I'm trying to pull up the 10-10-10 because it does actually say right on it how often to use on hydrangeas.
So the superphosphate just in the springtime?
just in the spring, early season, because that will actually push it through and help with the root development and then build on there for the rest of it. But I would use a 10-10-10, and you can use it like six-week intervals, probably 2 to 3 times a season.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Well, I'll try that because it's been a struggle.
Yeah, I know. Right. It hasn't been a great couple years when it comes to weather, so I think that has some things to do with it. I'm just hoping going into next year we don't have all these the crazy weather patterns we've been having.
Yes. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Have a great one.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye. All right. Got about 30 seconds before the break. We get back. I do have another call on the line, so try to answer that the best I can. And then we'll wrap up the show, as always. So definitely stay tuned for that. Just a few minutes left. And we'll wrap it up in a nice little package. End it on some stuff. So here, we'll take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect launch started this weekend.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Gail's in Fisher's Island.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I had a question about fertilizing lilacs and hydrangeas. I had a group of lilacs that were transplanted earlier in the spring. And yesterday I fertilized them with some Plantone, I think at about half the rate. It was hard to estimate because it's kind of an odd shape. And then I read online that you shouldn't fertilize in the fall. I just want to know whether I did the right thing. And then should I be fertilizing my hydrangeas this time of year? And Hollytone, or what would you use? Or just leave them alone? That's another question.
Well, so I think you... You're fine with what you did with the plant tone on the lilacs. I see no problem with it, especially at half the rate. There's not much to it, and it's only going to help benefit next year, right? So I don't see an issue with you doing it by any means. So I would, again, I'm fine with you fertilizing it. Now, for the hydrangea, a hydrangea, you'd be looking more at like a holly tone at this time. I don't see it a bad thing to do it at half the rate for the plant, at this time. But it's a bigger, I'd look for you to do a little bit more spring and summer-wise.
There's only one hydrangea that was transplanted in the spring, so I might just do the one at half the rate.
I would. It's not going to harm it really. It's only going to help the root system just get something in its system for next year, right? Something that's going to push the root development versus just, shoot development. So that's what I'd be looking at.
Okay. And I just had one more question.
Sure.
Can shallots be planted this time of year, and how deep?
So shallots, and you would have the, I mean, shallots can be kind of planted at really any time with it. I think you'd be okay with it because you want to have, you just want to protect them for the winter months with like a salt marsh hay and whatnot. You're going to be about 4 to 6 inches apart, maybe. Depth-wise, I mean, we're the most of the plant itself needs to be, above ground, obviously.
You plant it like an onion?
Yeah, you're doing the same thing there. Okay. But just realize... So, you could do it. I think the bigger thing here is just the protection that you have for the winter months. Right, and salt marsh hay, compost, or straw, or anything along those lines, I think is really going to help you.
Okay. All right, thanks.
All right, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, Nathan, we can try to have a quick, squeak a quick question in, but there's minimal time left.
Richard's in Canton.
Richard, how can we help you? Richard, you there? All right.
Richard, can you hear us?
All right. Doesn't seem like it, Nathan. That's all right. We're wrapping up the show as... Richard? Nope. All right. Anyways, we're wrapping up the show. I appreciate all the calls today. I appreciate everybody listening to us. We'll be back next week to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible, as always. So stay tuned for that. I appreciate also Karen from Natural Alternative coming on and joining us. I think lots of good information has come out of a lot of our conversations. I think, we have really helped some people understand some things. I think it's a lot easier that way when she comes on, gives some good info. Anyways, that's going to do it for this week for us. Again, I appreciate everyone. I appreciate all that have called and will call. So until next week, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something this week. It's chilly, but you still got time. All right, we're gonna take off. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you later.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.